Each day in dramatic and seemingly choreographed signing ceremonies at the White House, President Donald Trump announces new executive orders and nominees for cabinet positions. He also methodically claims to be repealing or erasing Obama-era policies and regulations, particularly environmental ones. A law known as the Congressional Review Act of 1996 gives Trump and Congress, that's also doing some of the fine print here, the authority to do all of this. Todd Zwillick is Takeaway Washington correspondent. Tell me more about the CRA of 1996.
Now, the CRA dates back to the Newt Gingrich Republican House and the Contract with America. You remember that.
Sure.
This was when that Republican sweep wanted to undo regulations that they viewed to be anti-business. Of course, there are a whole bunch teed up for this week. The House has been passing these pretty easily. It's easy for House Republicans to do this, and some of them have gone to the Senate now, John. Basically, what the CRA lets Congress do is repeal regulations that were passed or implemented at the very end of a previous administration, but the president has to sign off on it. So it's not usually used because you need this perfect storm of the opposite majority, regulations that are young enough that they were at the very end of the last administration, but also a new president who's willing to sign it to undo them. It's only really been used once in the past. This was back in the George H.W. Bush administration when Congress undid a sort of infamous regulation from OSHA on ergonomics, an ergonomic workplace standard. Everybody kind of laughed at it, maligned that regulation, and Congress undid it using this law. But here comes another five or six times that Congress wants to do this. And some of these are important. There's one big one that protects waterways near coal mines. Obama implemented a regulation back in the summer that would restrict how much coal mining waste, basically heavy metals, mining companies can dump into waterways, and would also force them to set up cleanup funds for waterways. So they're going to undo that one. There's another one on methane flaring. You know, when you drive by a refinery and you see those big posts sticking up in the air with a flame on the top, they're flaming methane there. The regulation would restrict the ability to do that. Obama said you should capture that and sell it off because it's a potent greenhouse gas. And then there's a third one that's important from Dodd-Frank, a rule from last year that would require oil companies that are listed on the stock exchange to publicly disclose payments that they make to foreign governments for drilling rights. That was under Dodd-Frank. Now, Rex Tillerson, when he was CEO of Exxon, is now the Secretary of State, was one guy who lobbied hard against this rule so that companies like Exxon, many other companies too, John, wouldn't have to disclose these payments. Now, if these all sound like they are basically special interest favors to big companies, I ask this question to Pete Sessions, a conservative Republican chairman of the Rules Committee from Texas, and I said, these don't sound like sort of pro-worker. These sound like pro-corporation. Here's what he said.
Well, they were aimed at these political entities that you talk about to harm them. Why shouldn't we be for saving them? If they were meant to, for their demise, parasites designed to kill the host. You know, we try and balance things out, and we're going to do that. The Republican Party will balance it out and make the Democrats be the fools that they are on this issue.
Parasites, fools, you know, it's hard to know what's actually going on in Washington with language like that. But it also looks like legislation by photo op, Todd. What does Congress say about that?
Yeah, here's Jim McGovern. He's a liberal Democrat. He basically says this is a meat axe approach, that these regulations take a long time to implement. Why should Congress come along with a bludgeon and undo them?
There are a lot of regulations that are imperfect, and there may be some that should be repealed. But let's go through a thoughtful process to determine that, rather than, you know, picking, you know, catchy titles and bringing them to the floor, you know, and having people vote yes or no. This is mindless legislating. This doesn't make any sense.
Is this perceived as bypassing the normal procedures of Congress, or is this just sort of the beginning of the Trump administration and things are going to settle down?
Well, look, it's all completely legal. The CRA is a law. People who want these environmental regulations and others don't approve of all this stuff, and they think that regulations have their place. I think the big objection here is that regulations aren't dreamt up in the Oval Office. They're made over years and years with input from thousands of different stakeholders. Congress then comes along if they don't like one, and if the planets align, John, they can get rid of them. And that's what they're doing.
Transitions from one administration to the other and environmental policy. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.